I'd like to call to order the Board of Education meeting. This is a regular meeting. It's January 22nd, 2018, at 6:07. Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. This is a meeting of the Board of, wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to say it. Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you. You ready, Doug?
I am.
Okay. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2018. It is 6:25. And let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item three, opening items, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item four, recognition and presentation, school board recognition, Joel Magyar and, yeah.
So January is National School Board Recognition Month. So on behalf of myself and Jeff, I would like to thank all of you for your service. You have a thankless job, I know, and you spend so much time and you're very dedicated. And I appreciate all the guidance and leadership that you have provided to me. So I want to say personally thank you. And I also would like to read from Governor Kasich and Mary Taylor. Governor and Lieutenant Governor of Ohio, do hereby officially recognize School Board Recognition Month, January 2018. The service provided by members of Ohio City, Village, Local, and Joint Vocational Boards of Education and Educational Service Centers governing boards is critical to ensuring high-quality public education for Ohio school children. Through partnership with teachers, school administrators, staff, and parents, school board members provide vital leadership and support for schools, and we thank you for your service and for the positive difference you make throughout our state. Sincerely, John Kasich and Mary Taylor. We have certificates for each one of you. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You guys switch seats on me.
Thank you so
much. Thank you. Keep moving. I've got his book on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your 21 days of service so far.
And for my
and thank you for your one, your 2 hours of service so far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity, as I'm sure everyone else would, to thank Debbie Bernauer and Mark Jansen and our wonderful board members. And they are missed, and we are very thankful that they were with us.
And we have certificates for them as well.
Item five, President's Announcements. My main announcement is School Foundations. Our fundraiser is coming up. It's February 10th, is that right?
Yes.
That's correct. February 10th, and it is how we fund our foundation. It is our only fundraiser. So if you are interested, I know Petra and a lot of other people are involved, so please contact us. We have the link on our website, and we hope to see you all there and everybody else in the public as well. That's it. It's a sip and support, it's called. So it'll be a good time. Item six, community communications. A, hearing of the public. Does anyone wish to speak? Would you like to speak?
No.
Okay. Okay, nobody would like to speak at this time. Item seven, board member committee reports. We have A, financial liaison, audit committee. Okay. B, permanent improvement committee.
We have not met since our last board meeting.
Okay. Item C, board policy committee. I can speak personally. We have not met as well. Item A, district committee reports. We have A, transportation appeals committee. Still going strong.
None.
All right. Very good. Item B, Cauga Valley Career Center report. I did speak to Mr. Gilbride, who could not be here. He did send the news flash, and he wanted to make sure that I told you they are working on their strategic vision, as I reported earlier, and hopefully a lot of good things will come out of that for all districts. And he will come back and report next month on how that strategic vision worked out over there. And then item C, other board member reports. So we had the PSO?
No.
No?
No.
Happened on a moment we didn't have school due to weather.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyone else? Any other board reports?
No.
Okay. Item 9, other board business. A, resolution determined to proceed with submitting to the electors the question of the issuance of the school facilities improvement bonds. That's in tab 1. B, resolve to approve gifted policies and procedures and district's gifted education identification plan as presented at the December 18, 2017 board meeting. It's our final reading. C, resolve to approve the minimum wage for affected positions for $8.15 per hour to $8.30 per hour in accordance with the new Ohio minimum wage law, effective January 1st, 2018. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item passes 5-0. Item 10, superintendent's announcements.
I have a couple just to brag about our awesome kids and staff. But first, we'd like to recognize our speech and debate team. They hosted a tournament this past Saturday here at the high school. They had 537 kids participate in speech and debate from schools from all over. It was incredible, incredible. I actually went and was able to observe one of the sessions. Just unbelievable. So we had some kids who won this weekend. So Rajiv Rangaraju, did I say close? Was I close? I wasn't even close. Sorry. Thank you. I apologize on my behalf. Okay. He won first place, big questions debate, and he has a 4-0 record in that that area right now, so he's doing awesome. Christine Rukowski was fourth place in declamation. Gabby Dockler, sixth place in dramatic interpretation. Ian Stewart took third place in humorous interpretation, and the one that I got to witness personally, Ian Stewart and Dylan Groshoy took first place in duo interpretation. Just incredible. We had middle school speech and debate that had another successful weekend. So Rohan Rangaraju. Thank you. See? First place, big questions debate. He also has a 4-0 record. They are brothers, so you can tell it runs in the family. Arjun Sheath, first place, big questions debate, also with a 4-0 record. Sam Fairchild, sixth place, big questions debate. Grace Dockler, second place, interpretation. Hannah Mazick, sixth place, or I can't even read that. Oratory. Leah Honeycutt and Leif Jakowski, first place, public forum debate with a 4-0 record. Faith Hutchinson, Garrett Travers, second place, forum debate with a 4-0 record. Andrew Youssef and William Liu, third place, public forum debate with a 4-0 record. So there were 31 teams competing at the middle school level. So we had all of those winners at middle school. Congratulations. Our robotics team, teams 2011C and 2011F, for pairing up at the Kalahari Classic over the weekend and finishing second, it qualified them for the state tournament, so they will be participating in that in February. This qualified team F for the state tournament, team C had already qualified early, so congratulations to them. And a shout out to Mr. Sean Brennan, our social studies teacher at the high school. He was picked from numerous social studies educators from around the state to work on the rewriting of the social studies standards. So he will have a firsthand seat at the table to rewrite those standards for our kids for the whole state of Ohio. So congratulations to Sean.
And then we have on the billboard, Shannon Williams,
who won Female Athlete of the Year for the Greater Cleveland area through Greater Cleveland Sports Awards. We're very proud of her and
cool.
And a bunch of press, so thank you for reminding me about Shannon.
Well, Brooks was awesome.
So yes. Just great.
Yeah. Okay. Item 11, Superintendent's Other Business. We have A, resolve to approve out-of-state travel to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on March 30th through April 5th, 2018 for high school softball team as set forth in the attachment. Item B, resolution retaining legal services as bond and election counsel. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. So comment, but B, this is what we talked about in our work session already, and does anybody have any questions? I can see that people are present. Okay.
Which I just, Mr. Larson, I'm Ellen Kramer.
Yes.
And I had a question about, and forgive me, I'm a new board member.
That's fine.
I took a look at the resolution, I took a look at the engagement letter that you had sent last month. And I was just curious, because in the resolution, we agreed to pay the reasonable, you know, fees. But there's not anywhere in there where we're seeing what we're paying for. So I was just, that was my one concern.
And it's legitimate. The reason you don't see it is that it's very difficult to establish that before we know what we're doing. Because we've been engaged and engaging in a lot of work along the way here on the election proceedings. But assuming we have a successful election, and I'm pulling for you, we will then have a financing plan that comes out of, that follows on the heels of that. And it is quite conceivable that, and Michael can speak to this as the district's municipal advisor, that there'll be multiple issues, perhaps including a note issue out of the box with respect to just under $10 million of the securities that will be authorized. And then that will be followed early next year with a large bond issue and then a small bond issue. But that's not clear. It could be that there would be just one bond issue out of the box for the whole financing. But obviously doing three different issues is a lot different than doing one bond issue. And our fees come off of the size and complexity of the issue, and it certainly factors in how long it takes us to do it, but also they are calibrated to the size of the issue. So that's a long way of saying that's why it's not there. Certainly, as we firm up the financing plan, I would contemplate that there would be subsequent engagement letters that deal specifically with a note issue or deal specifically with the bond issues. And those would be approved in the legislation actually authorizing the issuance of the bonds and or notes.
Okay.
So, and what we usually do on those is to provide an amount that we do not expect our fees will exceed. In those engagement letters.
And I guess, is there a reason that there's not something like that in the engagement letter that you sent last month?
Well, because anything that I put in there would be misleading at this point, because we don't have the plan of finance finalized.
And we're entering a pretty fickle time in the municipal arena right now with the new tax legislation. We have quite a bit to see what investors are going to do here in calendar year 2018. So the roadmap right now as to how this transaction will manifest is quite unclear. So there's a good amount of work to still be done, and you really can't quantify it at this juncture.
Okay. So with respect to what's on the ballot coming in May, I mean, you're paid a percentage of whatever.
Typically, my practice is not to send you a bill along the way for services in connection with the election. And I'll explain why in a minute. And I would only send you a bill for the election proceedings were the issue to fail and you to determine you're not going back at any point. And at that point, the fees would be discounted substantially over hourly rate fees. Okay. The reason that I don't send bills is that most often, almost invariably, costs of issuance are covered from the spread that is generated on the sale of the bonds above the purchase price of the bonds. And we do our very best to export those costs to the investment bankers. And so what does that mean? That means that your construction fund will end up with $44.5 million in it, and not $44.5 million minus cost of issuance. Okay. And they underwriters agree to purchase your bonds, but they're reselling the bonds. Okay. They'll pay you a price, but they're going to charge a higher price to their customers who are purchasing the bonds, and that creates a spread from which the underwriter gets paid and all of the costs of issuance get paid.
Okay.
Okay? Sure.
Mrs. Kramer, do you feel like you've got your answer that you needed?
I do.
Okay. All right. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item passes 5-0. Item 12, Superintendent's Consent Agenda. We have item A, Certified Recommendations, tab 6. Item B, Classified Recommendations, tab 7. Item C, Supplemental Recommendations, tab 8. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Not much happening in the month of January in terms of recommendations at all. So there's just a couple of maternity recommendation, a couple of contracts from winter sports and the supplemental, and just a couple resignations of the classified staff.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes, item passes 5-0. Item 13, Treasurer Consent Agenda. We have A, Financial Report, December 2017, tab 9. Item B, Minutes of the December 18th, 2017 meetings and January 4th, 2018 meeting, tab 10. Item C, Financial Report, November 17th, revision. And item D, Transfer of Funds for $9,098.10 from Fund 001 to 0000 to Fund 009-9102. Set that other number free, reduce lunch students' subsidy. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Subsidy, I should have said.
Second.
Sorry about that. Discussion, I just want to point out, you do not have to be in attendance of these meetings to vote. So, we're good.
Great, do you want discussion first?
No,
I should probably.
Discussion.
That's okay.
My fault, I did it to you.
That's okay.
Bad.
Sorry, I always appreciate that, but that's I know we're I'll be very mindful today.
No,
I can actually I'll basically cover C and D first, and then get back to you and talk about the financial report, which will be fairly rapid. But I also want to make sure we spend time and not blow over too many things that are important. But the reason why letter C, the November 17th revision, is in there, it's really administrative. The fiscal year to date, which actually only for the new forecast, for my fall forecast, was actually only a month old. So the month that the monthly results, which would have been the month of November, were accurate. So we did have a good discussion then. And the reason why I included November is the second page I put revised, and it really duplicated the first page. So it was really just an administrative. So no need to spend any more time on that because we really did talk about all the pertinent information. The transfer of funds is really just the high school free and reduced lunch program. We never typically catch the general fund transfer of funds for free and reduced lunch for high school until January. So nothing unusual that's happened for the last couple of years. So really that's just playing catch up. All of our other buildings went in the month of November. So really this is just playing a little catch up here. The financial report for December is fairly straightforward, but we now have 2 months into the new forecast. Not a lot happening on the revenue side. I can tell you that we just received in about $8 million in January, so we'll be talking about that in February. which was the first collection last half of 17. I'm sorry, first half of 17. So I'll have a little bit more to talk about next month, but that's why kind of all quite on the Western Front for all the right reasons. January, February, March are a little busy on the revenue side, which will be discussed later. We had a small variance in some of the other operating revenues, which were really determined by actually a positive variance, about $13,000 from our special ed tuition, all-day kindergarten, and pay to participate. So again, more of a timing issue, fairly minimal at $13,500. But in the expenditure side, folks, we saw actually, overall positive $169,000 positive variance. A lot of it being timing. I don't like to just throw that word timing in there and use it liberally. But in this case, it's good to talk about retirement benefits, really the Bureau of Workman's Comp premium, which typically sometimes comes out in December, came out in January. And actually that was reduced from about $221,000 to $199,000. So we did have a positive variance. It could have just as well have been negative because if that had come out, obviously doing the numbers, it would have been exactly a little bit on the opposite side, would have been in the negative variance. So again, we'll see that next month in there. Won't be surprising to see potentially. I haven't looked at my January forecast numbers yet, but so we'll see how that pans out. The purchase services and supplies and materials are the ones that really have been moving the needle. Those, as you can well imagine, are the ones that are the most active of these categories. The positive variance in purchase services really derived from December to December. I like to do a monthly December 17th to 18th, and I also do like a 2 month. You're going to see, I'm a colorful guy when it comes to analyzing the data, so I like to get down to the weeds, of course, for our benefit. But I think the reason why you saw the positive variance in purchase services is because we had some strong electricity savings year over year, which amounted to about $72,000. And, that was offset by some special education tuition increases. So, again, it wasn't all electricity, it wasn't a dollar for dollar, but just wanted to point that out as the reason for that positive variance. If we're looking at supplies and materials, moving on to the next category, if you're looking at month to month or fiscal year to date, page 1 and 2 of the financials, the same message basically rings true with only 2 months of forecasting experience or time in the new forecast. The reason for the negative variance, again, more of a timing issue. We had an $18,000 increase for the month and a $28,000 increase in instructional supplies. So that was really the category that year over year was the culprit or the reason why we had the negative variance, and then custodial supplies as well year over year. So those two items coupled together either from a month, from a December only, or from a November plus December was the reason. Overall, fairly pleased with thus far, staying at that when you forecast anything, if you stay close to center, that's the goal. In this case, again, thankfully next month's a different month, but we're $174,000 in a positive variance overall for revenue and expenses. Any questions?
I'm just still amazed that our electrical costs for this December were lower than last year.
I could look at Mr. Code. I hate to pick on you, Chris, it's kind of like it's always good.
Did our rate change in our co-op? Yet, we're not there yet, right? No. I didn't think so.
But January was the cold month, right? Not December.
No, I mean, was your electrical bill higher in December? Mine was. I looked at it. Yeah. I'm always the most inefficient home in the neighborhood.
You got kids going in and out all the time.
No, so I just get that rating and I failed again.
To Mark's point, December was normal, relatively normal. It would be interesting to see what this January's.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, because, it's January and it's 60 today, whatever the heck it was, too. So, January's been a weird month.
Do they estimate? Do they do, the normal houses? Do they estimate, do actual then? It's all actual.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And that just, observation, bad one.
Anyone else? So
Sorry about that, Jeff.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Doze?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 14, adjourn.
Can I just make a quick reminder? Just want to remind everyone about our bond campaign kickoff meeting that is scheduled for Wednesday at 7 p.m. Middle School Media Center. So please join us if you can. It proposes to be a great kickoff. We have one of our campaign chair people sitting in the audience, Ms. Petra. So looking forward to seeing what they have to say.
And actually, I do, for our newest board members, I know, Ellen, you've already met John Larson, Squire Patton and Boggs. Fred, I don't know if you've had a chance to chat with John over the last couple months, but for all of our members, also Michael Purcella is in the audience as well, I'll call our fiduciary officer. So these two gentlemen are going to help drive the bus over the next several months, so two very key components. I've always been very, very pleased with their availability. So, you know, this week and the next couple months will be a lot of fun. But these two gentlemen will be, I just want to make sure they're recognized. And if you need to get in touch, by all means, let me know. Happy to put it together and answer any questions you might have. But thank you.
And Mr. Peterson's selling empty bowl tickets, so he has them. That is for the Kiwanis, which is coming up. So if you're interested, he has them here. I know I brought my checkbook. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. We are now adjourned. See you February 1st. Actually, see you at the bond.
What a great job. 2 hours on the job, I get a certificate.
There you go.
That's quick gratification.